Childersburg Tigers play right here. Welcome to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network and the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union pregame show. Sponsored in part by Alta Point, Coosa Valley Medical Center, Brown Heating and Cooling, State Farm Agent Ron Carroll, Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Ineos, Childersburg Parks and Recreation, and the City of Childersburg, First Baptist Church of Childersburg, Alabama Termite, Atkinson Homes, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Allen Oil Company of Sylacauga, Donahue Physical Therapy, Edward Jones Agent Jesse Gong, Alabama District 33 State Representative Ben Robbins, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, Another Level Cards, Amya, Marble City Pharmacy, Van Sant Hardware, Sycamore Federal Credit Union, Wharf Casual Seafood, Fair to Midland Gifts and Boutiques, Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, Broadway Spinal Care, First Bank of Alabama, and Sylacauga Pediatrics.
Welcome back courtside to Midfield High School. Dave McCurley, KJ McCurley with you. As this boys turn, the Lady Tigers of Childersburg with a six-point win over Altamont. KJ, this Altamont boys team mirrors a lot of their girls team. They're scrappy. They get after it. They've got some kids that can really knock down some outside shots, so you're going to have to be careful tonight.
Yeah, I think for this game, Childersburg will be content to let Altamont try to take a long two or even a contested short two as opposed to an in-rhythm jump shot, because they really showed you in that first matchup with Jack Boehm, number 15. I don't know if I'm pronouncing
Boehm.
Boehm, okay, great. Now I know. Boehm really got it going for them in the first half last time. He hit a few jumpers, but then in the second half, Childersburg adjusted to that. I was really confused as to why number four, Will Sawyer, didn't get more time last time out. Really looked really good shooting the basketball, but Alex Kirksey can get downhill, and the big man, Aiden Owens, not the best offensively, but he will bother shots defensively. So we're going to have to be mindful of that. He's a big guy, so when we get that ball in there with Hezekiah, we need to try to maybe get him in some two-on-one action, maybe get them in foul trouble. One thing about it, they do not have a lot of basketball players just like the girls' team. So if you get this team in foul trouble, that's another thing, another key that can open up a lot of good doors for you in the second half.
Jamori Cheese Meadows in front of our table here. He come up with he's one of the managers of this team. KJ, real quickly, size is going to be a definite advantage for Childersburg tonight. I think we really can look to a Hezekiah to have a big game tonight, hopefully, but your Atkinson Holmes keys to the game.
Well, I just started with a few of them defensively. You just got to pay attention to the shooters for Altamont. You can't let them have easy in-rhythm jumpers. And for Childersburg offensively, you mentioned the size, and it's not just Hezekiah. The guards have a size advantage as well, outside of maybe whoever Boehm is guarding for Coach Richard Ford and the Altamont Knights. He is their guy. He plays inside, plays outside, but outside of Aiden Owens, who is not an offensive threat, they don't have a lot of size. So attack the front court, whoever's in the game, and make good passes. Don't do anything to hurt yourself tonight.
Can I give you one Atkinson Holmes keys to the game for me before we go to break? I got to tell you, think about this. You've got four offensive options in Tay Fairman, Jacob Johnson, Brandon Calhoun, and, of course, the big man, Hezekiah Parker. The one that is forgotten in all of it is a guy that has emerged himself over the latter part of this season in Xavion Swain. Xavion will have a big game tonight, and I think he'll be one of the differences to make this Tiger team successful tonight. We will see if they continue their season as we go on. And, of course, we'll have more of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union tip-off show. We're about 7 minutes away from the opening tip, Childersburg and Altamont, and you're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Worried about pests invading your home or business? Alabama Termite and Pest Control has you covered. From rodents and termites to bugs and hornets, their experts handle it all. Choose from monthly, bi-monthly, or quarterly services tailored to fit your needs. Call 256-378-6903 today or visit Alabama Termite and Pest Control in Childersburg. Proudly serving Talladega, Coosa, and Southern Shelby counties. Protect your space. Call today.
Busy day? Allen Brew Markets has you covered. Swing by for fresh coffee, a quick bite, or that afternoon pick-me-up snack. And while you're here, fuel up your car and your day. Fast, easy, convenient. Service, selection, and a smile are waiting at Allen Brew Markets. Because when it comes to keeping you going, we're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah. Allen Brew Markets.
If you've got a heart for helping folks and want a job where what you do really matters, AltaPoint Health is hiring right here in the community. They've got positions open from Clay County to Sylacauga, including direct support professionals and therapists, and some jobs even let you work from home. No experience, no problem. AltaPoint offers on-the-job training, great benefits, and real room to grow. Caring is their calling. Text AltaJobs to 97211 and find your fit today.
Looking for cool sports memorabilia or trading cards? Look no further than Another Level Cards in Childersburg. Hi, I'm Maddie, the boss lady.
And I'm Connor, and I can help you in any of your athletic collectibles from any sport.
Austin is also on deck with TCGs.
From jerseys to bobbleheads, helmets to pitchers, score a touchdown with all we have to offer.
Come by 48th Avenue Southwest in Childersburg, Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. to 6. Or visit us online at alevelcards.com.
From Radio Alabama Sports, Childersburg Tigers basketball is on the air. This is the Domtar Tiger Sports Network, presented by AltaPoint. Caring is our calling. Online at altapoint.org. Coosa Valley Medical Center. Quality care close to home. Online at cvhealth.net. Radio Alabama Sports. Game on. All your local high school sports action is at radioalabamasports.net. And RA Digital, your local digital advertising solution. Target your specific customer, employee, and audience while building brand awareness. It's easier than you think. Online at radigital.media. Now, here's the voice of the Tigers, David McCurley.
Thank you for that introduction. KJ McCurley next to me, my son. He's got the starting lineups for both of these teams.
Yeah, we'll start with Altamont. Number two, Alex Kirksey. That's their point guard. He likes getting downhill, but he will also pull from the parking lot. Grayson Horton, he's that athletic, lanky, power forward, very young, very explosive. Keep your eye on him. Number 13, Aiden Owens. That's the big man in the middle at center. Number 23, Wyatt Sawyer. And number 24, Gray Carter are the off-ball guards. They have a huge lineup. And Jack Vaughn not starting tonight, so that's a change as of last time. And for your Childersburg Tigers, Jacob Johnson, Brandon Calhoun. How good has Brandon Calhoun been over the second half of this season? Multiple games with 5-plus three-pointers made. He's just turned into a dynamic option. You mentioned Xavion Swain does a really good job passing the ball out of the high post as well as playing great defense. He's at power forward. Tay Fairman bringing the ball down the court. So quick and elusive at point guard. Hezekiah Parker, number 23, is the big man in the middle at center. And this Tiger team, as you said, they've just got so many ways across that starting five to get the job done. Excited about this game tonight.
Well, it's do or die. Your season's on the line. If you lose, you're done. If you win, you go on for two more games. We'll see if the Tigers can continue in 2026. When we come back, the hay is in the barn. It is time for tip-off right here on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Atkinson Homes isn't just selling houses. They're building homes tailored to your lifestyle. Located on Highway 280 in Childersburg, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier models offer smart layouts and quality finishes. Whether you need two bedrooms or four, two baths or three, they've got you covered. With flexible financing options and complete delivery and setup, owning your perfect home is within reach. Discover more at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Tired of headaches and migraines ruining your day? At Broadway Spinal Care, we find the cause, not just cover the pain. Our gentle, drug-free care can bring lasting relief and help keep headaches and migraines from coming back. Let us help you feel like yourself again. Call Broadway Spinal Care today at 256-861-8546 to schedule your appointment and start feeling better naturally.
Welcome back courtside as we are about set for tip-off. Before we do that, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust Ineos, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by Ineos.
Welcome back courtside. KJ, we're ready to roll, and the season's on the line. The winner of this game takes on Midfield Saturday at 3 o'clock. Of course, if you get that far, you're assured of another game, whether on the road or at home, depending on win or lose. But this one, you got to have it or your season's done.
Yeah, you got to take care of business. We said it earlier, basketball area tournament time. If you're not the one seed, it's kind of cutthroat. Win or go home in that first matchup. And the Lady Tigers took care of business last game. They'll have another game to show what they're made of in the postseason. Let's see if the boys can do the same thing against an Altamont team that they did control in the early part of the season. But, man, as you said, and we talked to you about, they've got a few guys that can really get it going from deep, and we cannot let them have walk-in jump shots.
Yep. And it'll be number 13, Aiden Owens for Altamont, jumping against BC Brandon Calhoun. And Carl Burns, our lead official, throws it in the air. It's tipped around and controlled by Jacob Johnson to Xavion. Childersburg will have first crack at it. Here's Tay. They'll give it to Brandon. Inside it goes to Hezekiah. Back to Brandon. He'll get a look from three off the iron. No good. And on the line is Altamont. That'll be Grayson Horton, and it'll be Childersburg basketball.
Yeah, Grayson Horton tried to grab that Brandon Calhoun miss, and his foot was on the line. So Childersburg gets a break.
Calhoun gets it to Xavion. Little Euro step back to Brandon for three. Bingo from the corner. And just like that, the Tigers are up three.
Yeah, and they go right back to it. Inside out to Brandon Calhoun. And if you're not going to get a hand in this guy's face, he's going to shoot the basketball. And from that corner or straight on, you just better forget about it.
Here comes that 2-2-1 full court pressure. And Altamont handles it okay, but now trapped over there on that sideline and stolen away by Xavion. He threw it off of Horton again. I'm telling you what, Xavion is active, and that is a good sign for the Tigers.
Yeah, it definitely is. And you said tried to get it to Wyatt Zolger, and that just wasn't going to happen. Xavion Swain took it away.
Here's Tay Fairman back to Jacob Johnson. He'll try three off the back iron, no good. Saved by Xavion Swain, and there's pushing all over, and I tell you, Horton kicked it and went out of bounds, and a lot of pushing and shoving by both teams there.
And I think that's ultimately why the official did not blow the whistle, is because they were each kind of bumping each other. But, man, a lot of contact, as you said. 3-0 Childersburg retains.
Here's Jacob Johnson, left wing, get it back top, put in between the circles to Tay back to Jacob, just inside the three-point line, no good. And a rebound that time by Altamont's Wyatt Sawyer. Here comes Altamont with the basketball. This is Kirksey to Sawyer, being guarded by Brandon Calhoun. He'll back off because Sawyer is almost at the timeline. Here's Aiden Owens now. Back it goes to Carter. They're being very deliberate in what they do. Back to Kirksey.
How about putting length on the speedy Kirksey with Xavion Swain? We'll see if the Tigers stick to do that. But right now, he's fronting him.
Yeah, there's a free throw line shot by Aiden Owens was no good, but the long rebound comes to Altamont. 3-0 Childersburg. We played 2 minutes. Altamont with the basketball. They're just going to be deliberate with this. They're not going to get in any hurry and try to wear us down.
Well, and the other thing, too, the best way to keep the ball away from a team that can score like Childersburg is to stall on your own offensive end and just be patient.
And what they're wanting to do, Aiden Owens is just standing out here dribbling the basketball, and they're wanting to pull Hezekiah off of him. But now Johnny Johnson switches, and they put Calhoun. Yeah. So you gotta attack if you're Altamont, and they just really don't have a place right now that they feel like they can. Here's Kirksey working against Xavion. Childersburg's defense is just absolutely – that's an offensive foul. Good call. Grayson Horton just giving an elbow to Jacob Johnson right up under the chin.
Yeah, and he really just tried to create space, but way too much aggression on that. That's going to get called every time.
Childersburg, see if we can go up two possessions here with a bucket. Brandon Calhoun, another corner three, no good. Look at Tay Fairman tipping it in. Nobody blocked out the littlest man on the court.
Yeah, and he just followed very quickly, too. Good follow for Tay Fairman, point guard getting a stick back.
Jack Baum, who I think is probably one of their better players at the scorer's table, to check in at the next whistle. 5-0 Childersburg. Here's Horton with the basketball, and he'll give it off to Aiden Owens. Owens now will kick it over to Sawyer way out top. That's Kirksey will try a long three, and he gets it.
He can hit him, and it doesn't matter. Kind of similar to the girls' last game with their point guard. You cannot allow him to have a walk-in jumper. Doesn't matter how far it's out. You got to get a hand up.
We got to get it into Hezekiah, and we throw it away. Bad pass by Calhoun. Here comes Altamont with the basketball. Kirksey will slow it down. 5-3, Childersburg with an early lead, but only halfway through this quarter, they're just slowing this tempo way down. Carter trying to go by Tay, can't do it.
Yeah, good luck.
Yeah, you're not going to go by him.
Really, most of these Tigers on ball defense is just insane.
Excellent, yes. Their footwork is just so good.
Even the bigs.
Yes.
Even the bigs can guard.
Here's Carter.
And because of that, they have the capability of switching if there's a lot of picks. And that just really infuriates an offense when all guys can guard all your guys.
And there's just no opening for them right now in the lane. And they're trying their best to work it around, but Chilspur's just smothering every pass that they make. Here's Sawyer. And get it to Aiden Owens at the three-point line. They'll let him shoot that. He's not an outside threat. Here's Kirksey with the basketball. They'll get it to Carter. Kirksey gets it back, top of the key, and his three-pointer is good. And just like that, Altamont's got a one-point lead.
Yeah, we're leaving Swain on Kirksey, and I like putting length on him. But if you're going to do that, you've got to get over the top of that down screen. And that's why he's gotten two threes to go. Very, very good-looking jump shots.
Brandon Calhoun for three. It won't go. Good rebound by Aiden Owens.
Goodness. We're trying too many jump shots. I really think we're wasting our size advantage as of right now.
Well, they're fronting and getting behind big Hezekiah.
The guards can post up too. Jacob Johnson towers over his matchup.
Yeah.
We just got to be more aggressive.
Tay Fairman with a very aggressive defensive move, and it caused Alex Kirksey to turn the basketball over. He dribbled it out of bounds. So Childersburg down by one, 2:25 to go, first quarter. Altamont has hit two threes. Here's Tay. He'll go by courtesy, try to go down the lane, lay it up and in. That's an NBA move right there.
Yeah, he did not move his pivot foot. That's a clean Euro step and a good, tough finish. 7-6, Childersburg.
Tay's starting to really be assertive here. Here's Bohm with the basketball to give it to courtesy across half court. Way outside are the Knights, and this is Bohm working against Jacob Johnson. I think that's a good matchup for Childersburg. He's one of their best shooters, and Jacob's our best defender. Here's Aiden Owens now being guarded by Duke Fairman, who's checked into the game. Backdoor cut to Bohm. He didn't shoot it, and now they've got it, and Tay almost took it away from Sam Slaughter. A missed shot by Kirksey, and here come the Tigers. Jacob Johnson for three. That was off, but I think he was fouled and no call. Wow. 1:20 to go first quarter. Childersburg by one.
And Coach Johnson's echoing my sentiment on the bench. Attack the rim. The Tigers are getting good open jump shots, but, hey, look, man, they're not falling, and you got a size advantage. Be aggressive.
Bohm to Slaughter. Now over to Kirksey it goes. Back to Bohm. It's top of the key. And now this is Sam Slaughter with the basketball. They're just running a motion back screen offense. They get by their man, and the shot was blocked. Nice job by Duke Fairman with help side defense on the shot by Bohm. Here's Childersburg. They want to get in the lane. Jacob right at the foul line, and that's money, and that's what you've been talking about.
Yeah, they can't guard that. And if they're going to front, over, and behind on the big, that's going to be there. You've just got to go to it.
Here's Bohm. He's double-teamed. He's in trouble.
Good
pass. They get it to Slaughter. Aiden Owens will get it to Kirksey in the corner for three. That's no good. He was wide open.
And Duke Fairman mistimed his jump. And again, they're just trying to get Kirksey in rhythm jumpers because that's the only shot that's been available right now.
Yeah, Grayson Horton's being denied the ball by Jacob Johnson. Kirksey finally gets it to him. He splits a double team, throws up a wild shot at the buzzer, and that's going to do it. A very low-scoring defensive effort, but Childersburg comes out on top after the end of one. That first quarter brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. 9-6 Childersburg. We'll step aside and take a Childersburg Parks and Recreation timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
A new year brings a fresh start, and Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union is here to help you begin 2026 on strong financial footing. Whether your goal is building savings, paying down debt, improving your credit, or planning for what's ahead, Coosa Pines offers tools designed to meet you where you are. From savings accounts and certificates to low-interest loan options, members can move forward with confidence. Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union, where you belong. Federally insured by NCUA.
Domtar Tiger Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Altamont will get the basketball to start the second quarter, down by three to our Tigers. Here's Carter with the basketball. He'll give it up to Sawyer. Back to Carter on the right side. Aiden Owens, he's not going to shoot it up there. Back to Bohm. Good hands by Xavion Swain in the steal. Here comes Devontae, and boy, they get it to Duke Fairman, and his shot was blocked nicely by Aiden Owens. Owens almost threw it away, but they keep it. Here's Altamont, down by three. 7:15 to go, second quarter. Bohm working against Tay. He'll back it out almost to half court. Here's Jacob Johnson on Grayson Horton. Horton gets loose, pulls in, nice give and go. They give it, and Aiden Owens missed a wide-open layup.
That was the best set they've ran all night. Good, deceptive play, and it didn't go. But what did go? Tay Fairman double-clutch layup Man, is he tough downhill.
I tell you what, a 30-second timeout. We'll take one with him. You are listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
When it comes to bones, joints, and sports injuries, trust the expert care of Dr. Anthony Troppiano at Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Troppiano is known for providing outstanding results with a personal touch, helping patients get back to work, back to sports, and back to life. From advanced surgical care to everyday orthopedic treatment, you're in good hands. Coosa Valley Orthopedics and Sports Medicine.
Back to action here courtside at Midfield High School. Saturday will be the championships at 1:30. It'll be Midfield's Lady Patriots and the Childersburg Lady Tigers, who won by 6 just a few moments ago. And now Childersburg's boys team in a dogfight, 11-6 right now. They lead it over Altamont. But this is a scrappy Altamont team, and that's going to go off the foot of Carter. And that is just good, strong defense by Jacob Johnson.
It is, and I'm going to tell you what. I really like Gray Carter. I noticed in the first game against Altamont, he had a lot of athleticism. You can tell as a ninth grader, his potential is still growing. So good player for Altamont, but Jacob Johnson is as good as they come as a two-way guard.
He misses a 10-foot shot, does Jacob. Here's Altamont on the run. They'll kick it back to Bohm. Back up top to Curtsy for three.
Rhythm.
He's hit three of them.
You cannot give him an in-rhythm jumper.
We lost him.
You've got to stay attached.
Yeah, we lost him in the break, and it's 11-9 with 6:05 to go in the second quarter. Hezekiah Parker back in the game, and, boy, it's just imperative, I think, that we get the ball down there to him. We get it to Brandon Calhoun. He gets a look from three off the iron. No good.
I'm telling you, we're playing into their trap, Dad. They want us to be a jump shooting team. We can be a jump shooting team, but we've got the advantage down low.
Horton misses a shot on a fast break. Tay back to Brandon for three off the mark. Brandon tipping it around. Gets it to underneath the bucket to Tay Fairman. Tay's been the workhorse in this last 5 minutes.
Yeah, and that's his third field goal. He's got 6 now to lead, I believe, all scorers
yep.
other than Kirksey.
And a steal by Childersburg. Good hands by Xavion Swain. Spin move by Tay. Up and under. Can't get it to go. And a rebound goes to Bonk. What a move by Tay Fairman in half court.
And just missed a friendly roll. And this is where you got to stay attached to Kirksey if you're Calhoun. You can tell he sees the bigger guy. He wants to create space. He might give it up and get it back. You've just got to stay attached to him no matter who's on him.
He's got all 9 of their points.
Yeah, and I'm going to make a point about him as well. Speed-wise, he is as close to this as this area gets to Tay Fairman at guard. There's nobody else that comes close. He kind of gets there.
Horton being guarded by Jacob. Now Sawyer, they get it up
get
top
up.
To Kirksey.
Good.
And Xavion was right on him with the switch. Here's Aiden Owens. They're just going to try to get it around, try to find one of those backdoor cuts. Sawyer to Aiden Owens. Out of Bohm. And Childersburg with a 4-point lead. They're just bleeding this clock down. They want to make it an ugly game. And Owens will just back it out again. Here's Horton with a basketball. Bohm and Coach Richard Ford, you can hear him. He says, slow it down, back it out. Childersburg working hard on defense. Bohm gets by Xavion and loses it out of bounds. He just dribbled it right off his foot.
Well, and it didn't help that Aiden Owens spaced himself right into the play. Not good spacing right there. But I got to be honest with you. If I was Coach Ford, I'd probably try to do the same thing because you can't get into a running match with them, just like we don't need to get into a shooting match with them.
Here's Childersburg on the offensive with a four-point lead. Brandon Calhoun to get another look at three, and in that corner, that's a big shot to put us up by 7.
Well, that's his second make of 5 attempts, so he had missed his last 3, but now he's back up at 40.
I'll take 40%.
Yes. But that one was much more in rhythm, and that's a good pass by Bohm. That's what he gives you on the floor. He's gonna make you close out on that jump shot, and he's going to be a passer.
Bohm gets it to Owens, who put it in, and it's 16-11. Here's Childersburg again. Another three from Brandon. You better get on him.
And Aiden Owens is going to learn, even though I'm a center on defense, if I'm on number four, I've got to get out.
He's up to 50%. 3 of 6 near turnover in the front court by Altamont. Childersburg trapping everywhere. They leave Horton open. He gets it on the middle, and they kick it back outside to Bohm for three. Good. And he got the kind roll, and it's 19-14 with 2:45 to go in the half.
You got to give them credit. That's the best time they've moved the ball all night, and it found an open jump shooter. This is where you've just got to do what you do on offense.
They almost threw it away and was saved in by Hezekiah Parker. Jacob, middle of the lane, free throw line. Can it?
Yeah, forget about that. I mean, if you give him that at that elevation, the way he shoots the ball at his length, that's just so tough to guard.
7-point lead, back two for Chilsburton. He's steal by Christian Hurst, who's checked into the game. He's got Kirksey, and boy, he's staying right with him.
Yeah, excellent defense. And Hurst has done this at times, and they're going to get a 5-second call.
And a 5-second call.
Excellent.
That's all Christian Hurst right there.
And that's a sophomore, man. I'm telling you, you want to earn some more minutes for yourself, for the future, for this basketball team. Do some stuff like that. Take their best scorer and give him a 5-second call out of him. Just excellent one-on-one from Christian Hurst.
Brandon now in the right corner. Christian Hurst back up to Tay. He'll try three. It's not his forte. Off the front of the rim and short.
But it was open and in rhythm. Look from the top of the key. Don't mind that.
They're going to make him make that shot.
Yep.
And Bohm working against Christian Hurst. Childersburg by 7 with 1:30 to go until halftime. And that's got to be an offensive foul on Bohm, and it is. He set an illegal screen on Jacob Johnson. And he's talking to our lead official, Carl Burns. And I'll tell you one thing.
I don't know what he's doing that for, regardless. I mean,
it was a good call.
You dead-leg somebody.
Yeah. We get it inside to Jacob. Jacob's touch, not good. There's Hezekiah. He can't get it to go.
He just got to have one of those, man.
Hezekiah having a hard time tonight. When he finally got the ball underneath the rim, he couldn't get it to go. 7-point lead for the Tigers. 1:10 to go until halftime. Here's Bohm working against Tay. You're not going to go by Tay, and he'll kick it over to Sawyer. Sawyer now to Horton. Horton gets by Hurst, gives it back way outside to Owens, now to Kirksey. He's
good
got Tay
out,
on.
Tay
Fairman. Yeah, he's got Tay on him now. And that's going to be a holding foul on Christian Hurst. He was trying to hold Grayson Horton. And Coach Ford made that call for him.
Yeah, and it was a foul. It was definitely a foul. And 48, didn't argue.
48 seconds to go in the half. Childersburg by 7, 21-14 in a low-scoring defensive game. Childersburg's defense is just smothering. 14 points, and three of them have been on transition threes by Kirksey, who's got it now. He'll try to back out and shoot another one, and Tay closes out on him. And it's almost thrown away. And they'll back it out to almost half court, 27 seconds in the half. And they'll find a shot with Kirksey, and it's no good. He missed one, and Brandon Calhoun with a rebound. Here's Childersburg. Nice dish to Christian Hurst. Tay Fairman's doing everything right now.
Yeah, Coach Johnson wanted one shot, but when there's one that wide open, you really don't argue with it.
And they're going to go down the court and get a shot up underneath the goal. And really a good foul by Hezekiah. He had no choice. And he's going to put Grayson Horton at the free throw line. Childersburg up 9 with 1.9 seconds to go.
Yeah, close to a tie-up there with Parker. His hand placement was pretty good, but I think the body is what garnered the call.
And the free throw good by Grayson Horton makes it 23-15.
And how bad did the Knights need any sort of offense in this last little bit going into the half?
Only 15 points for them. Chilsburg hadn't busted the nets hard either. They're only at 23. Horton with his second. good on it.
1.9, that's enough time for a catch and shoot.
We got to get a shot. Tay will shoot it from the length of the floor, and it is no good. We'll go to the locker room. 23-16, Childersburg by 7. And we will see what adjustments that Coach Johnny Johnson, Gerald Wallace, and Tim Hall will make. And hopefully the Tigers will come out with a little fire in the second half. We'll be back with the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show. And you're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. 23-16, Childersburg at the break.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
Big changes are happening at the Coosa Pines Mill. We are now Domtar. We've united the legacies of paper excellence, Resolute Forest Products, and Domtar into one strong brand. While we have a new name, it's still the same trusted people, the same high-quality products, and the same dedication to the communities where we live and work. For roughly 200 years, our mills have been leading the way in sustainable forestry and innovative solutions, and we're just getting started. Domtar, we are the fiber for the future. Visit domtar.com to learn more.
Don't let the pain slow you down. Hi, it's Ben Donahue at Donahue Physical Therapy. Our patients get one-on-one attention from our dedicated team about getting you back to your normal way of life after an injury. Whether you're recovering from surgery or managing chronic pain, Donahue Physical Therapy will create a plan that works for you. Get back to the action faster at Donahue Physical Therapy in downtown Sylacauga.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Halftime Show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Well, KJ McCurley, a 7-point Tiger lead at the break. And I got to tell you that a lot of teams try to do a lot of different things to alter the way Childersburg plays. Mm-hmm. Okay. And that very slow and methodical first half, it did affect us a little bit. But the real difference is this. The on-ball defense by Childersburg's, really their entire five, makes it so hard on you. Altamont has 16 points at halftime. If you continue to stay down 7, 8, maybe 10 points to this Tiger team, the slow offense is not going to work.
Yeah, that's true. It keeps you in the game, but it really isn't designed to get you over the top. But I do have to give Coach Richard Ford credit for making that call.
And, absolutely.
Because, you know, honestly, what weaknesses do the Childersburg starting five have offensively? Right now we're missing some open shots, maybe not making a few good passes. But for the most part, we've got what we've wanted. We've just not went to the paint maybe as much as we've wanted. But the jump shots have all been in rhythm. They've all been good looks for the most part. There's not really been a bad decision per se. And yet, you know, you're only up by 7. That's a good job by Coach Ford. But you said it right. The defensive pressure on the outside of when we lost Kirksey, you cannot lose that guy.
Well,
that's the only thing.
That's what I was going to say. He was 3 of 4 from downtown in first half. He really basically kept them in the game.
Yep.
Their big man, Aiden Owens, he's not going to shoot the ball unless he's right up underneath the basket. And it really looks like their other guards are waiting to find Kirksey a shot, and they're really not wanting to drive. Let's be honest. If you got the basketball on the three-point line and you got Tay Fairman or Jacob Johnson or Xavion Swain in front of you, you're not going by them. It's just that simple.
And when we talk about, you know, Coach Richard Ford making the adjustment for the Knights. But you know, you said it right, and I noticed Coach Johnson and the Tigers putting Xavion Swain on ball on Kirksey, and I like that for two reasons. The link can bother him, but also, as you said, that leaves Jacob Johnson and Tay Ferriman on the other guards, and you're not going to get by them. So backcourt-wise, if Kirksey doesn't get lost and get open, they're not going to give you much production, and that's what you're seeing on the scoreboard. 9 of their 16 and one off of a easy layup, and the others were free throws. Yeah. Offensively, they're not going to give you many different looks, but they're deliberate on the ones that they do give you. You just can't lose Kirksey.
23-16, a 7-point Tiger lead at the break. No, there's a lot of people in South Talladega County listened into this game that couldn't make it up. Lady Tigers victorious earlier today by 6, 46-40. And right now, Childersburg's boys in a dogfight by 7 over Altamont at halftime. I'd like to say hello to my good buddy Billy Atkinson, one of our fine sponsors here. He and his staff do such a great job. If you need a place to live and you got time, go by and look at those homes. They are incredible. And we'll be back and close out the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union halftime show, Childersburg by 7. Let's hear from Atkinson Homes right now.
Looking for more room to grow? Atkinson Homes on Highway 280 in Childersburg has just what you need. Whether it's a two-bedroom starter or a spacious four-bedroom layout, their Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier homes offer comfort, quality, and smart design. With flexible financing like FHA, VA, and land home options, they make it easy to get moving. And yes, warranties and new appliances are part of the deal. Start browsing today at AtkinsonHomes.net. Atkinson Homes is a proud supporter of Childersburg, B.B. Comer, and Fayetteville Athletics.
Back pain, joint pain, chronic pain. It doesn't have to control your life. At Coosa Valley Medical Center, Dr. Matthew Kimball offers advanced pain blocks that can get you moving again quickly and safely, close to home and with care you can count on. CVMC is here to help you reclaim your quality of life. Don't wait. Call 256-872-7776 today for more information.
When something happens to your car, you might say,
"Ugh, come on!
Seriously?
This is so extra."
But what you could say is,
"Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there."
Your local State Farm agent is available when and where you need them, online, over the phone, or even in person. State Farm agents are here to answer your questions and help you file your claim.
This is so extra.
State Farm insurance agent Ron Carroll on Highway 280 next to Subway in Childersburg.
Imagine a job where weekends are free, health benefits are fully covered, and vacation time comes standard. It might sound too good to be true, but that's everyday life at INEOS USA in Childersburg. With team members who have been there for over 20 years, it's clear this is more than just a job. It's a place to grow. Find them at 100 Nippon Drive or swing by the Talladega Career Center to apply. INEOS USA, where great careers and great people come together.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
8:15 on a Thursday night, the Tigers with a 7-point lead. We'll step aside 10 seconds for station identification and come back for your third quarter on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Kix 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the Childersburg Tigers on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network. Performance matters on and off the field. That's why drivers everywhere trust INEOS, delivering the power and protection your engine deserves. The Domtar Tiger Sports Network is built by INEOS.
Well, KJ McCurley, one thing I'm going to say about this Childersburg Tiger basketball team, no matter what happens in this second half, I haven't covered a game or even been to a game, not one time this year, when they went in that locker room and they made adjustments with Johnny Johnson, Jarrell Wallace, and Tim Hall. The second half was different in every game. Even the games we lost, we came out and played a little more inspired, and we made adjustments to what the other team's doing. I don't think that'll change tonight.
Yeah, you know, you have to be good at adjusting to the adjustments. What I mean by that is, especially in basketball and football, you got to understand the game's a strategy. They're going to be playing strategy too. So you got to be ready to adjust. And nobody is better at that than Coach Johnny Johnson at just being able to dissect and make changes accordingly. And he's got two assistants, one of which is doing awesome with the younger guys on JV, and the other just happens to be an NBA veteran, so that doesn't hurt much things either. So they just have a very good system, and I'm looking forward to the second half.
Childersburg will get the basketball as we start this third quarter. And we'll see. I think it looks like Altamont is going to be in a – looks like they're in a man-to-man defense.
Yeah.
That's really a good thing if you ask me. We get it inside. Hezekiah, backdoor to Xavion, who lays it in.
Yeah, I'm not. I don't know what Coach Ford is wanting to do or accomplish by going man, but man, the zone gave us problems. And as you said, you got to give a man.
Yeah, we're going to get a pushing foul on the back end there with Hezekiah. He kind of pushed Aiden Owens. That's a good call. Aiden actually threw it out of bounds, but he had a little help, so they'll kick it out to Aiden. He'll pull up from the free throw line and say, I better not. They just will not allow him to shoot the ball unless he's underneath the goal. He's got it again out between the circles, looking for his guards. Here's Horton with the basketball. They'll give it to Sawyer. Sawyer, they're looking for Kirksey, and I tell you, they're going to find number 11 all over him. Switch this time. Now Brandon Calhoun on Kirksey way out front. He'll get it to Owens. He will try one from the free throw line, and he canned it.
Yeah, right. The mid-range, the long two, is one shot that he can hit. I saw it a little bit in warm-ups, but he talked a little bit to Hezekiah on the way down, and Hezekiah is trying to go back at him, and he traveled. And this is where, if you're Childersburg, somebody needs to just tell Hezekiah, calm down.
Yeah, it hasn't been his best game at all. Good hands by Tay as he knocks it out of bounds off the hands of Kirksey.
I will say, though, talking to number 23 might not be in the best interest.
No, I wouldn't get him upset, that's for sure. Here's Sawyer with the basketball. He's got Calhoun all over him. Now Carter. Now to Horton, being guarded by Jacob Johnson. Boy, and Kirksey got away with a travel.
He sure did.
And they give it over to Carter. Now here's Owens. He backed up behind the three-point line. He won't
shoot
from
there. Pick and pop. Oh, yep, there it is right there.
And Owens just could not miss or could not hit a layup again. That's two times he's been wide open on the give and go. Calhoun didn't shoot the three-pointer. Jacob in the lane, no good. And ripped down by Horton, and that's going to be an offensive foul on Grayson Horton, and guess who took it? Jacob Johnson does all the dirty work for this team that is unnoticed.
Yeah, and I think the force behind that is what garnered the call. Jacob wasn't 100% set there, but he was set enough, and like you said, the aggressiveness got the call. Swain with a good hard drive to the rim, he just couldn't hit it.
No. And Altamont comes down with a rebound. Here come the Knights. Cross half court. Horton picked up his dribble and finally gets it to Carter. Carter swinging it around in front of Tay Fairman. Here's Horton with the basketball. They give it to Owens, top of the key. Now to Sawyer, right wing, working against Brandon Calhoun. He'll try to go down, and they'll find Kirksey, but he's not open. Xavion's doing a great job on him on the switch. And Altamont's just being very deliberate in what they do. They trail by 7, 5:20 to go. Third quarter. And that's close to being a five-second call on Kirksey. And, boy, they knocked Xavion down again. And a long three-pointer by Horton's good. That should have been another offensive foul that we didn't get to call on.
And that one was worse than the one that was called.
Yeah.
Goodness. This isn't football, man.
Brandon for three. Off the iron, no good. Aiden Owens with the rebound for Altamont. Here come the Knights, down by four. Sawyer working against Tay. Tay almost took it away from him. And he's picked up his dribble. It should have been a five-second call, close to it. Aiden Owens with the basketball now. He's got Hezekiah way out beyond the rim, and he'll do a little crossover. But
yeah, he just tapped Hezekiah on the arm too. I don't like what I'm seeing.
And a screen by Owens gets Kirksey open for three, and it is a one-point Tiger lead. They have really shot it well in this game. We get it into Hezekiah. They're going to double team. They're going to call a jump ball, and that is a foul and a half. And Altamont's going to get the alternate possession. You just cannot go against that, what was very hard contact.
Yeah, Hezekiah walking off the court saying, "I don't get it." And I kind of understand, because the same thing on the other end is called differently right now. And that's just a fact of the matter. But you got to play through it, stay attached to the shooters.
Yeah. Duke Fairman into the game for Hezekiah. 1 point Tiger lead. They are in a dogfight here at midfield with Altamont. Get it underneath the bone. Back outside it goes to Slaughter. And a steal by Duke. Nice hands by Duke Fairman. And that's got to be a foul as they knock Duke to the floor. And I'll tell you one thing. The one thing you're going to get about Duke, sometimes you have to stay within his head. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You're always going to get effort.
Yeah, that's 100%. Duke Fairman just gave it his all to get that ball. Good fake by Xavion. Wow.
Can't get it to go. Nice tip by Duke, but it was in and out.
Man.
Oh, my gosh. And they just knocked Xavion to the floor. And they are going crazy. They absolutely knocked him to the floor, and he hit his head. He is down on the floor. And Coach Richard Ford needs to be very careful here, because he didn't like the timeout called. But anytime there's a head injury like that, you got to call timeout, even though they had the basketball.
Hey, you just hope Xavion Swain gets up okay.
That was brutal.
Of course, wasn't intentional.
No.
Legs got tangled up. But when you hear a player hit like that and it comes off somebody getting tangled up, you got to blow the whistle, man.
And look at that kid.
Wow.
He's up. With almost tears in his eyes, he'll walk to the bench now. He'll have to come out of the game. And that's going to affect us. But let me tell you something. You got another senior about to go in there for the first time, Devin Williams, who's been hurt most of the year now.
And look who he's guarding.
Yeah, they've got him on Kirksey. He's fresh. Kirksey's got the basketball. Devin's on him like stick'em. Here's Bone.
Right on the instant rice.
And now Owens. Hezekiah Parker back into the game for Duke.
Wow.
And I'm telling you, they are really hard on these screens, and I mean really physical. Bohm gets in the lane, gives it to Owens. His shot way off. And Childersburg with a one-point lead, 2:50 to go, third quarter. Tay just went down the lane and put it home.
Nasty hesitation. Throws the defender all the way to the cup. That's what you got to do. Put them in bad positions and go all the way and finish that layup.
Richard Ford wants a timeout, and he will get one. A 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Hello, I'm Chris Roberts, worship leader at First Baptist in Childersburg. God's love reaches people through fellowship, and at First Baptist, we have many ways and times for you and your family to experience that love and fellowship. Our Sundays start with Sunday school at 9:15 and worship service at 10:20. Our praise team meets at 4 with Sunday evening worship at 5. Wednesdays, our Next Gen Kids Praise Team is at 5, and we have Bible study for all ages at 6. Come and enjoy this love and fellowship in 2026 at First Baptist in Childersburg and experience something new.
Well, here we go, KJ. 3-point lead, 2:46 to go in the third quarter. Altamont will have to go the length of the floor. What a move by senior Tay Fairman.
Yeah, the fake in and go out, or otherwise known as a hezzy or hesitation, that just absolutely froze Jack Bum and Alex Kirksey. They had nothing, nowhere to go.
What a block by Brandon Calhoun on big Aiden Owens. They broke the press, had a backdoor lane to the goal, and I thought that block looked pretty clean.
And in a push indication of all things.
Wow, he pinned it against the backboard, Owens.
I mean, maybe a slap on the wrist, I gotcha, but a push on that? How? Yeah. The ball was deflected, so how was the player pushed? He was standing straight up.
Hey, Owens misses his first free throw. He'll get one more. Childersburg fighting for their season lives here, up by three. Make it two as Aiden Owens hits his second free throw. 2:35 to go, third quarter. Childersburg by two, 27-25 in a low-scoring defensive just battle that neither team can get in a good rhythm. Here's Tay. He'll get it to Brandon. They're looking for Hezzy inside. They're fronting, pushing him.
Wyatt Saugier, forget pushing. Wyatt Saugier is hugging Hezekiah Parker. How can you watch somebody get hugged and not blow a whistle?
And Devin Williams lost it for Childersburg and had the presence of mind to get back and slap it out of bounds, or Altamont would have had a layup. They get it into Aiden Owens. Now to Sawyer. Sawyer working against Tay. That's got to be a 5-second call, man, I tell you. And they're just holding the basketball, 27-25. Owens to Horton. They're going to look for Kirksey's running down on the baseline right now. And that's going to be an offensive foul.
They could have also called a travel.
Well, they did call the travel. I'm sorry, they didn't call the foul. So turnover either way. Childersburg needed that with 1:50 to go in the third quarter. Childersburg by two.
I mean, look at Wyatt Saw. I mean, he's armbarring before the ball's ever even there. Cannot do that.
They're hooking him. They're doing everything they can.
And two refs are watching it.
Here's Jacob Johnson. He's got to get in the lane. Tay Fairman. And they almost had it stolen away. Brandon went back and got it. And you got to watch your passes here. Here's Tay, and they're going to call. What are they going to call here?
They finally got him. It's been happening for the past 10 minutes, and they finally called Wyatt Saugier for a hold.
And our senior official, lead official, Carl Burns, knows this game better than anybody. And that's a foul. 1:23 to go. Childersburg by two. 1:23. Now they're going to call a foul on Hezekiah. And I'm telling you that foul is a result of Richard Ford over here in the ear of the officials. Watch this, watch that. And I'm telling you, this game is playing right into the hands of the Altamont Knights.
They did enough in the first half to stick with it, but I'm sorry, in the second half, they've gotten lots of help.
Oh, yeah. It has been.
It is what it is. They've gotten lots of help.
Here's Aiden Owens with the basketball. He'll give it on the curl to Kirksey. Devin Williams right with him. Kirksey wanted to back up. He'll try to get a screen from Owens. And it was a bump, but no call. Owens to Horton. Horton on the wheel around. No way to go. He'll kick it back to Bohm. Now to Horton, and they're just being so deliberate. Down by two. They'll back it out to almost half court. 35 seconds in the quarter. Here's Horton. Now they get Kirksey open for three, and it's good, and they have the lead. You can't lose him. It's just absolutely, you know, something that you can't do, and a bad pass by Tay Fairman. And here comes Altamont with a 1-point lead, 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Horton working against Jacob. Johnson playing with him good. Horton gets in the lane, pulls up from the free throw line, no good. Childersburg gets it. Can we get a shot off? Tay's got to shoot it, and he won't get it done. Altamont will go to the fourth quarter with a one-point lead, and Xavion Swain feeling better. He'll be back in the game when we come back to the fourth quarter, brought to you by Alabama Termite and Pest Control.
Managing your finances has never been easier with Sycamore Federal Credit Union's mobile banking app. Access your accounts, transfer funds, and locate nearby ATMs all at the palm of your hand. Plus, with services like skip a payment twice a year and competitive loan rates, Sycamore offers flexibility and convenience to fit your lifestyle. Visit sycamorefcu.com to learn more or download the app today. Sycamore Federal Credit Union. Let us cover your financial needs.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Alabama Termite. Now, back to the action.
Well, the starting five will be back on the floor for the Childersburg Tigers. It'll be Jacob Johnson, Brandon Calhoun, Xavion Swain. Good to see him back out on the floor. Hezekiah Parker and Tay Fairman. And I still say, if we win this basketball game, number 23 has got to be a factor. And here we go. Tay Fairman, as we are down by one, to Calhoun. Back to Tay. Now left wing goes to Jacob. They'll swing it to Brown, to Brandon. Nice inside to Xavion. He gets knocked to the floor again. And he is going to be going to the free throw line, as that foul, I believe, was on Wyatt Sawyer. And lefty goes to the charity stripe, down by one. His first free throw, no good.
He's been on the bench for a while after taking a hard blow
to the head.
Yeah, now he's gonna step to the free throw line. That one spun out, so hopefully this one will go in. But, man, if you're Childersburg on defense, you've got to get over those screens on Kirksey. Doesn't matter how you do it, but you cannot let him have open jump shots on this end.
And he banked that one in.
Doesn't matter how we get it
right.
At this point.
It's a point, and we're tied at 28. A minute into, or a few seconds really, into this fourth quarter, and you think 28, we've scored that in one quarter before. Here's Baum. They'll give it back to Kirksey, and I'm telling you what they're fixing to do. They're fixing to wind this thing out, spread the floor, and look for lanes and look for Kirksey out on that three-point line. Here's Aiden Owens. They'll get it to Baum. Baum will try three. No good. And a good rebound by Brandon Calhoun. And here comes Tay Fairman with the basketball. They'll get it to Xavion. Back to Jacob in the corner. And now Brandon's got it. If it had been a better pass, he had a look. Jacob's got it. He's going to go to the goal. He spun, and they're going to call traveling. But that it was a foul on Baum that they didn't call. He knocked him and got him off balance, and that's what forced the travel. 28-28 with 7:01 to go in this game. And I'll tell you one thing, Courtney Jones, the head coach for midfield, sitting across the way over there. And by the way, I want to thank him for all the courtesy that they have treated us with. There's a steal by Childersburg in the backcourt. Tay's got it. They find Lefty underneath the bucket, and his shot won't go. And here comes Altamont. They'll go down, lay it in as they beat us down the floor with Aiden Owens, and it's a two-point Altamont lead with 6.5 to go. Brandon Calhoun looked for three, in and out, no good.
We're playing into their hands every time we shoot the ball quick, because they're not going to shoot the ball quick. So you get nothing on offense, and then here comes the stall, and they'll screen and let Kirksey try to flare off of it, or they'll run someone down to the goal on a rim run.
Aiden Owens over to Baum. Baum being guarded by Xavion. Now to Sawyer. Sawyer's not going to shoot the ball. I would back off of him.
Here comes the down screen.
Yep,
Kirksey thought about shooting Fairman with a much better closeout.
Aiden Owens, and they're just going to run this thing down as much as they can, try to make us work. Good steal by Jacob Johnson, but they get a timeout called. And we'll take a quick timeout with them. Childersburg trailing by two with 5:48 to go in this game. You're listening to it on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Vance Ant Hardware is not the business of guessing.
They sell you what you need, not what someone else thinks you should have. That is why builders, farmers, and project managers have trusted them for over 50 years. Located on Highway 280 in Sylacauga, they take pride in great service, deep product knowledge, and getting you in and out without the runaround. Van Zandt Hardware is a proud supporter of Sylacauga, B.B. Comer, Childersburg, and Fayetteville Athletics.
I'm Chris Kane, and for our family here at Toyota of Sylacauga, it's about more than cars. It's about people. You'll find my wife, my kids, even my dog here some days, because this is where we've built something special. When you buy from us, you're not just getting a vehicle, you're becoming part of the family. Toyota of Sylacauga, worth the drive, and we'll prove it. Online at toyotaofsylacauga.com.
Altamont with the basketball and a two-point lead with 5:48 to go in the game. They have been absolutely what I thought they would be. Oh, my Lord. And they just knocked Jacob Johnson down with another illegal screen. Aiden Owens with the basketball. He gets it underneath the Slaughter. Slaughter's in the lane 3 seconds. He can't get the shot to go. Nice rebound by Duke. Here comes Tay Fairman with the basketball. He'll kick it to Brandon. 4-3, no good. And the rebound, that's going to be a foul on Chilsburg on Tay Fairman. And, you know,
I'm totally fine with the looks that we're getting on these last two plays. But, again, just like we talked about in the first half, when you shoot quick jumpers and they don't go in, you're making this game into what Altamont wants it to be.
Yeah, here's Kirksey. He gets by Tay, and now they'll hold it. Here's Horton with the basketball working against Jacob. He'll try to go by him. Can't do it. Aiden Owens way out top. They'll get it to Sawyer. Lefty all over him, and now they get it to Bohm. Bohm working against Brandon Calhoun, and they're still by Xavion, and it is. And that should be a foul, and that should be an intentional foul as he had a layup and was just pushed. My goodness. And that was on Bohm. That could have easily been an intentional foul.
Yeah, but, you know, those things like that are what's called a courtesy or common sense call. We're not going to get those tonight.
Xavion will get 2 free throws. He's good on the first one.
There you go.
And pulls Childersburg to within a point, 4:57 to go in the game. And I can assure you one thing. Altamont may not shoot but 2 more times in this game. They're going to hold it for a minute or 2 every time they have it. So possessions are going to be very, very important down the stretch here. Xavion, that sophomore's 2 of 2. He's hit some big free throws for us this year. Here's Kirksey working against Tay. We've got the right man on him, I can tell you. Tay Fairman, they'll get it to Sawyer. Sawyer. That should have been a 5-second call. They get it to Bone down the lane, and he lays it in. But that should have been a 5-second call. Altamont by 2, 4:35 to go. Xavion, they get it to Jacob in the lane. Back to Brandon for 3. Good. And they should count that basket. They're going to call a foul. And let's see what the call is going to be. The foul was on Altamont pushing to get through a screen.
Don't hold your breath.
And the 3-pointer is good. The foul is on Jack Bohm. Childersburg with the lead, and they'll have the basketball.
And that is a big time offense.
And it was the right call, KJ. That shot had been made before the foul occurred.
Yeah, easily. Way easily.
Childersburg with a 1-point lead.
Behind us are not going to agree, but sorry, folks, that's the right call.
Altamont is going back to his zone now. Tay working it around. They'll look to find Brandon Calhoun. Jacob Johnson and Tay just playing catch with it, and that's going to be a foul on Duke Fairman. And he'll come out of the game for Hezekiah Parker. And this game has gotten physical. And Jack Bohm took that charge. And I tell you what, Here is Altamont with the basketball, down by one with 4 minutes to go in the game. Couldn't ask for a better game in the first round of the area tournament here. Here's Horton with the basketball working against Shad. They knocked Xavion down to the floor again and is stolen away by Childersburg. Here comes Tay. Spin. They're going to get it to Xavion. Now back to Jacob. He'll slow things down. Smart. They get it inside to Hezekiah. He's up and in. Finally, they let him loose a little bit, and the big man made him pay.
Well, you bite on that steal with Aiden Owens and young man, and if you don't get the steal, you got to give up the bucket. And now they're going to get a cheap foul, blocking foul on Xavion Swain. His hands are in the air, but I do think there was a little contact with his lower legs. Maybe.
Yeah.
And that's all that there was.
But here's the thing. They have not been calling that foul all game, and now with the game on the line, you make that call. I don't know. 3-point Tiger lead. 3:24 to go in the game. Here's Bohm to Kirksey. Boy, they get out on him. Aiden Owens will turn around. That's a horrible shot. And that's going to be a foul on Sawyer against Hezekiah Parker. And that, I think, will put Altamont over the limit, I believe.
I think one more.
Okay, that's the fourth. And I'm going to tell you one thing. I got to give this Altamont bunch a lot of credit, but they have been the luxurians of a lot of close calls. And now Tay Fairman will slow it down, 3:10 to go in the game. Childersburg up by three. Don't go anywhere as Horton will come out to guard Tay, and him and Jacob will play catch with it. Now over to Brandon Calhoun. One thing I will tell you, we've got experienced guards in this format, KJ.
Oh, yeah. They know where the ball needs to go. They know where the doubles are going to come from. And eventually what they would love to do at this timeline is run about a minute and lull you to sleep and then slip somebody back door. They've been notorious for it this year.
Tay in the corner. He'll get it back. And a timeout, Childersburg. That's a good timeout by Johnny Johnson. We'll hold it right here. 2:30 to go in the basketball game. It's a 30-second timeout as we approach 8:43 in the night. Now, KJ, you want to hold the basketball with the 3-point lead. This has been an ugly basketball game for us because of their deliberate slowing things down.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what, if you run this weave out here, they put Xavion at the top of the key and they feed it into him. And
he's
it keeps their
guard.
Yeah, and it keeps their guards moving. But you know what? It's going to open up that lane and somebody's going to get a free lane drive.
Yeah, then that's what they want to do. They want to lull you to sleep, take about a chunk of time off, 45 seconds to a minute, and then whenever the ball goes into the middle, they're going to send somebody down. And you just better be ready if you're a Tiger guard, because if you make yourself available, this will be a big moment in the game, and it'll go up five.
Here's Jacob with the basketball, that little three-man weave.
Here's the curl.
Yep, and they'll give it back out to Xavion, now to Jacob. He'll give it to Brandon. It's nothing but a motion offense to try to create lanes and to keep those guards from Altamont moving. They can't get it into Hezekiah, so they'll kick it back out to Jacob. Jacob being guarded by Carter. Now to Tay with 2 minutes to go in the game. Childersburg by three. Near steal, and it was stolen away. That's Horton working against Tay. He'll go up, lay it in.
No, he didn't have a great game the first time they played. He was in foul trouble early. But Grayson Horton has had a really good second half for this Altamont team to help Kirksey.
Tay with a one-point lead. He's going to go down the lane and lay it up and in. What a move by Tay Fairman to push it back to a three-point lead. A minute and a half to go. Horton, they get it to Kirksey. Open three. He's good.
Why are we giving him any space on the catch?
He got lost in transition and is 37-37 with a minute 15 to go. Here's Jacob. Tay with the basketball, left wing, back to Jacob. Wants to get into Hezekiah. They get it into him. He bumps a man. That's a good no call and lays it in. 2-point lead for the Childersburg Tigers. And is I think they were maybe warning us that maybe we touched the ball when it went through the net. I'm not sure. as they'll come over to the desk. Okay, that is a delay of game against Childersburg. So the next one will be a technical foul. Yeah. You just got to leave it alone.
Yeah, you score, you can't touch it.
103 to go. Childersburg 39, Altamont 37. Horton, they'll deny him the basketball, but he gets it in. Back to Bohm with 1 minute to go. Childersburg by two. Big defensive stand here, and wherever Kirksey is, you better be on him like glue. And Xavion Swain is. Here's Horton with the basketball. He'll get a screen, double screen, and Jacob will work through it. Now screen to the right. Switch, and Brandon's on him. Horton, and that's an offensive foul on Aiden Owens for setting the screen for Kirksey. And they've done it all game, and Carl Burns, the lead official, is not going to see it again.
Yeah, just high screens. And just a moment ago in that same play, Baum got away with it, and he didn't with Owens. 39-37, 38 seconds to go, Childersburg basketball.
And a full timeout. We'll take one more quick one. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Your future starts at Central Alabama Community College. At CAC, you'll find affordable tuition, flexible class options, and programs that prepare you for careers in healthcare, technology, business, and more. Whether you're working toward a degree, training for a new job, or transferring to a four-year university, CAC is here to help you succeed. Enroll today and take the first step towards your future with Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to learn more.
Jacoby just told me here at the table, KJ, a very interesting stat. Altamont with only one timeout left. Childersburg's got four in their pocket. 38 seconds to go in the game. Childersburg by two and with possession of the basketball.
Yep, this is a big possession in the game for the Tigers. You have the ball, 39-37. 38 seconds to go. You would expect to foul, but question is, how long will Altamont go for steals before they wrap up? So you got to make secure, good passes. No leaving your feet to make a pass.
They'll stack it up and throw it in to Tay. He's going to be double-teamed in the backcourt. They get it down the floor. Xavion's got it into Hezekiah. Hezekiah trying. His shot was blocked, but we retain possession. And now they'll probably start to foul, and that will be a foul on Altamont. And that'll be on Jack Bohm, and it'll send Tay Fairman to the free throw line with 25 seconds to go. Childersburg with a two-point lead. And that is Bohm's last minute on the floor as he just fouled out. And Coach Ford will take his allotted 30 seconds here to get somebody. And what this is doing, he's allowing his team to catch their breath, too, which is, it's just good coaching.
It is.
And he'll probably have, I would think he would put Sawyer back into the game here. And he didn't know, actually, he did not know that he had fouled out. And here comes Sawyer to go back into the game for Jack Bohm. And Bohm's night is done. But the senior, Tay Fairman, will step to the line to try to really hammer this thing home if he could hit both free throws.
Yeah.
He'll get two.
Yeah, but you've just got to at least have one.
Two-point Tiger lead. Fairman. Good. The senior makes it a three-point lead for the Tigers, 40-37 with 25 seconds to go. Here's the real important one here. This will make it a two-possession game if we don't foul. And he is money. 41-37. Childersburg will press in the backcourt to make them take a little longer up the floor. Kirksey, they'll get it in the corner to Carter for three. And I can't believe they have shot lights out from three.
And he's not taking a shot the whole game, Gray Carter. And
can you believe that?
And he, of course, the one he takes, he drains a corner three. Well, and this is what happens, when you don't maximize offensive possessions in the second half if you're Childersburg. And it's also what happens when an officiating crew allows one team to be a football team in basketball season.
Well, here we go.
Sorry.
14.8 seconds to go. They're going to force you to hit free throws. And to be honest with you, even if we come down and make two free throws, it's still a one-possession game. And the way they've shot threes, it scares the daylights out of me.
And that's why that three-point basket hurt. In that situation, you just got to try to force a two. But I mean, look, you can't take everything away. Kirksey had been money. They wanted to make sure he didn't get an easy look off. And somebody that hadn't even taken a shot the whole game makes one. They made somebody else beat him. And for that one play, he did. And this is where, if you're Childersburg, you just got to take care of the ball.
Altamonts were out of timeouts. But I'll say the Fayetteville girls won tonight, so they'll be in the area championship on Monday. Congratulations to Al Barnett. Here's Brandon to throw it in. He'll get it in to Xavion. Xavion back to Brandon. Scramble for the ball. They get it, and it's going to be a foul, and they will go to the free throw line, I believe.
Wow.
And that's going to be on Jacob Johnson. And that's going to send Grayson Horton to the free throw line with a chance to tie or win this game with 8 seconds left, 41-40. And he's good. Ties the game. And they don't. I don't know why they're trying to give them. Yeah, they're trying to take a timeout, and they ain't got one. Or they're trying to get a substitution in the game. Carter will come back in for Slaughter. And Johnny Johnson wants a timeout if Horton makes it. We are tied at 41, 8 seconds to go. They have no rebounders down there. So Horton, it's all on him, and he gets it to go. And Childersburg is down by one with 8 seconds to go. Well, they have hung around. They've hit threes. We've turned the ball over when we didn't need to, and now you got to have a bucket or your season's over with.
Yep, and this is 8 seconds to go. This is where, as a basketball player and as a basketball team, none of this has happened. It's 0-0 right now. You just got to execute a play in 8 seconds. That's how you have to approach
and
this.
You can't take your time getting it down the floor. I'm sure Altamont will probably have some full court pressure here. Altamont, if you're wondering, they are over the limit in fouls. So if they commit a foul, we're going to the line for two. 8.7 seconds to go. And I'll tell you right now, there's some anxious people from midfield sitting here. It's going to come down to a final possession for Childersburg, whether their season continues or whether they go home in defeat and end their season at 23-7.
And from the arc, Altamont's hit everything they threw up this half. And
all night.
There's been a lot of questionable controversy, but this is where you can't think about none of that, and you just got to execute a play.
You got to score.
Yep.
And they've got some new players in the game. Calhoun will throw it in. Here's Tay working, and he's going to go down. He's going to go up, can't get it, and they're going to call a foul on Altamont. And it was. They knocked him to the floor with 3.3 seconds to go. That foul was on Sam Slaughter. And Tay will go back to the free throw line, down by one this time with 3 seconds to go. And, I mean, everybody in this place is on their feet.
And Altamont has no timeouts, correct?
They have no timeouts. We still have two, I believe, or maybe three. Here's Tay. He's good. The game is tied. 3.3 seconds to go. Duke Fairman will come in to replace Hezekiah Parker. And this is a situation you cannot foul.
Nope.
Whether this is made or whether it's not, you cannot foul, because the next foul we commit puts them in the bonus. Tay to give us the lead. Money! And the Tigers have a one-point lead. Here's Horton trying to get down, and they're going to call a foul. They're going to call a foul on Duke Fairman right at the timeline with 6.1 on the clock. It doesn't matter if he was shoot. Well, I guess it does, because that's going to be three free throws, I believe. And I don't know, did they make the call? Was it just a foul, or was he shooting and he gets three?
I don't know. I never saw an indication.
Well, he's at, yeah, three. He's getting
wow.
three.
Wow. Oh, my God.
And he just hit two, and he hits one to tie the game now. All he's got to do is hit one of the next two in Childersburg's season. Is going to come to a close because we've got 1/10 of a second to get a shot off. And he's good on the second one to give them a lead. He'll get one more. Wow. And he misses that one. Tay throws it the length of the floor, and it went off the rim. And that'll do it as Childersburg's season will come to a close at 23-7. And we'll come back here in just a second and finish with the Coos Pines Federal Credit Union postgame show. You're listening to the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
For decades, the Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department has provided programs, sports, clubs, and events for all ages in and around the Coosa Valley. Activities all year round and the opportunities for you and your family member to be involved are endless. The Childersburg Parks and Recreation Department is here for you and your community.
This is the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union post-game show on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.
Welcome back to courtside here, and not good news if you are a Tiger fan. That foul out here at the timeline, KJ, I just can't stomach it. It happened right in front of us.
I'm just going to say this. First of all, Childersburg with an exceptional season. Coach Johnny Johnson getting to 250 wins. I'm going to start with the positives because that's who I am. That's how I was raised. Childersburg had an exceptional game plan defensively. They really, really bothered Altamont at times in the first half. They hit everything they threw up in the second half. Yeah. And I'm going to end it with one negative thought. How in the world does an officiating crew let everything go for 3.5 quarters, and on the final minute, then you want to start calling stuff? That is inexcusable, and the officials that called this area tournament game should not be allowed to call postseason again, because how are you supposedly the best calling postseason, and you call that inconsistently, and then call a game-changing, game-tying, game-leading free throws on the three-shotter? Yeah. That's inexcusable. Hats off to Altamont. They did some good things tonight.
Give them credit.
I'll give them credit where credit's due, but they had a lot of help, and I'll end it with that.
Yep, and I'm going to end it with a 44-43 victory for Altamont. Childersburg's season, unfortunately, comes to an end at 23-7, like KJ said. I'm going to Dale on the positives. So until we get on with another basketball team, or either baseball season and softball season right around the corner for the Tiger Sports Network. Until then, God bless you, everybody, and we'll see you next time on the Domtar Tiger Sports Network.